Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Midweek Wednesday Bite-Sized Political Podcast, March 20th. Hope this finds you well. And as always, we're sponsored here by our good friend Sarah at Quantum Hypno, link below. And by the way, if you want to watch the video of the live event we put on the first of the month over in London, there's a link below to that as well. And don't forget, my Substack is available to read stuff as well and watch stuff over there, link below. So lots of links. Okay, deep intake of breath. Kate and William, this is the gift that keeps giving, and we're going to go down a real rabbit hole. So just brace yourself as we descend and consider exactly what is or is not happening, because you will have seen, you'll have seen lots of things. I'm going to try and just talk through some of them. You will see, for example, that a BBC reporter called Sonia McLaughlin claimed that the lady out shopping in Windsor at the Windsor Farm Shop is, quote, obviously not Kate, and, quote, it's disturbing that newspapers are reporting this as fact. Just focus on this, if you focus on nothing else for one moment. This BBC reporter has accidentally said something which we all basically see. There's no way that lady was Kate. And I think from what my group is maybe self-selected, but from the people I've talked to concerning this video, I think the general consensus is, yeah, it doesn't even really look like her. There's better lookalikes of Kate than this one. That's how bad it is. But all of a sudden, have you noticed that all the great brains, the great commentariat out there have said that, look, there's nothing, it's all okay now. We're now confident that it is Kate. So people like Kelvin McKenzie, people like Piers Morgan, Jeremy Vine, they're all now relieved that Kate's been spotted, and this has put an end to the mad conspiracy theories. Now, this is the same Piers Morgan who the other day was saying that if half of what he was being told was true, there was something big happening in Kate's life, something big. But then, boom, just like that, he goes into the deep state trance, and he just keeps nodding his head and repeats that the absolutely no doubt that this is her. So, I think there's several things to be made here. And the first about it is that the first thing to say is, and I think this is a fair point, that the mainstream media lies are not there to persuade you. They don't want to persuade you that it's Kate. They are there to humiliate you. They are there to make you convince yourself of something which is transparently not the case. The journalists are saying, we know it, you know it, but what you going to do about it? Nothing. And I'm pretty confident that this BBC reporter who is accidentally, Sonia McLaughlin, who's accidentally said the thing that you're thinking and I'm thinking, she'll have to apologise or else her career's over. You can't possibly be saying the truth. I mean, that's not on. But then in another twist, did you see the really weird story concerning the photograph taken at Balmoral in August 2020? Which has now been inspected, and it's obvious that it was photoshopped. This was her Majesty Queen Elizabeth and all the grandkids. Photoshop. Wonder why? I wonder why. So it seems to me, and I said this when I was on the Richie Allen show yesterday, that I don't think we can believe anything coming out of Clarence House or Kensington Palace. Or Buckingham Palace, for that matter. I don't believe anything the royals are saying at the moment, because nothing seems to be quite right. And I don't know why that is. I keep telling you, I don't know why this is, but I do know that there's something very strange going on. Now, one of the areas of speculation that people has had, and this is inevitable in a serve, it's as much their fault as the gossip mongers. You will recall, of course, that Charles and Diana didn't exactly end well, did it? Prince and Princess of Wales, yes. Diana, super glamorous, super gorgeous. Well, we know how that would end it, didn't we? And all the time, Charles, of course, wanted Camilla. Basically, he married Diana, as far as I can see, for the kids. But he actually loved Camilla. Strange, but life's like that. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. As for the means of her death, that's a totally different rabbit hole we should go down another time. But I have grave reservations about how she was ended. But back to William and Kate. I mean, I don't know that there's any evidence that says William operating outside of marriage. And I'm not gonna suggest that he was, because that's inappropriate. It's not nice to do that about anybody's marriage. But and I've always been, my clear view has been these two were dead happy. You know, all the stuff for the cameras, and I know it's contrived and all that, but you always got the impression, yeah, these two are happy. He fancied her, I think, when he first saw her. All those years ago now, I think they've been together for, I don't know, 10 years or whatever it is. So to all intents and purposes, the marriage seems to be working fine. But, and there's a but, first of all, Kate Middleton does not come from, you know, royal blood. She comes from a middle-class background. And obviously she's gone into the royal family. And it's my theory that once you go into the royal family, you don't come out of the royal family, not at that level anyway, not at that level. So let's assume that she's seen what it's like inside and she doesn't like it. And she doesn't want to be part of it. Like, let's assume that for a second. How does she get out? Well, I don't know. I simply don't know. And, you know, and throughout all of this whole couple of weeks of, you know, silly season intrigue, it could have been stopped dead at any point if she just had have done a short live interview or gone along, you know, to open a fun fair or whatever it is, and people would have seen her and snapped her and said, yep, she's back. But that's not what they've done. I think it almost is ritual humiliation. They sent out that we saw the paparazzi photograph with the bloated face. Then we've seen the Photoshop Mother's Day image. And now we've seen this video that doesn't look to be remotely her. But somebody in royal circles must know what they're doing. I'm not saying she or William do, but some others do. But what is it? What is the message they're trying to send us? Is things as we think? You know, is she more seriously ill? Or could it be worse? I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. They are not helping themselves the way they are mishandling this. They are, and the media remarkably has gone full circle. And now the media completely agrees this video was them. As far as I know, William, the prince or princess, neither of them has agreed that this video was of them. And there's a good reason for that. I think this video was a couple of actors, a couple of looky-likies, hired by the mainstream media, and then to stick out this ludicrous video, which doesn't remotely look like her and marginally like him. And then there's another thing. So another thing I wanted to talk to you about, because I'm afraid this one in some ways gets stranger and stranger. Right, okay. So stick with me, folks. It's worth it. Let's assume that it's 100% legitimate. Everything's legit, right? And that he and Kate have been out for a nice walk and everything's good, right? So why did William then make, as the Daily Mail calls it, William makes sweet remark about wanting Princess Kate by his side during a visit to the housing project in Sheffield. Well, hang on a second, William. She was by your side at the Windsor Farm Shop, wasn't she? Or was it somebody else? Or was it neither of the people in that video, you or her? You can't keep having it which way. You know, you're saying, oh, yeah, I want her by my side. She was by your side. Have you forgotten? Or did you not fully understand the narrative you're supposed to follow? Listen, this one gets more and more weird. It's probably the weirdest story I've covered, certainly in 2024. We cover lots of other mainstream political stuff. This is off at a tangent, but it is so unusual that I think it's worth giving at the time. And I want to thank you for downloading it and listening to me. Thank you so much.